Okay, in the name of Lord Jesus, I speak. Turn back to 1 John chapter 1. Now, just now I mentioned that, in verse 2, eternal life was manifested to us, obviously through Jesus Christ, right? Now, we came to know about eternal life, or we came to obtain eternal life through Jesus, right? So basically, he's saying that John is saying that it's by mean of incarnation, right, that eternal life was given to man. Okay, not like some people suggested that God being divine, he could not have come in the flesh. Okay. Now, so in chapter 5, we say that Jesus actually is the Lord God himself. He is the true God. Yeah? He is the eternal life. You find it so amused. Okay, now, so, it's like saying that, okay, without going through Jesus, which is God himself, that no one can receive eternal life. I think the emphasis here is that, these two part of the scriptures, beginning and the end, emphasize how important it is for us to know Jesus, Jesus who has come in the flesh. Right? Now, obviously, when you read through the entire book of 1 John, there are things that we need to do after we have believed in Jesus in order to